Hello, is this Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I just want to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
no.
radio, internet,
no.
or tele? Okay.
No.
Thank you very much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Okay,
I will.
So you said that you are certain to vote or that you will probably vote?
I will vote. I am certain I will vote. Yes.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, what is your age?
I'm 57.
Thank you very much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes
you? I'm white.
Thank you very much. Now, I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on scale from 0 to 10, where 0
10.
Means... Okay.
Yeah,
so you're
yeah,
extremely motivated.
I'm motivated, yes.
Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, I want you to please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. So, Sherrod Brown as senator?
No, I disapprove.
Will you say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Marcy Kupcher as congresswoman?
I disapprove of her. It's not strongly, but she's been in there too long. It's time to get out.
Okay, so will you say that you somewhat disapprove?
Yes.
Okay. Donald Trump as former president?
Oh, I definitely will be voting for him.
Okay, so will you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Yep, strongly approve.
Thank you. Joe Biden as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, I want you to please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, no problem. So, Republicans in Congress, will you say that you have a favor?
One or the other? You know, somewhat in between, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. You can either choose somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
No, unfavorable.
Will you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very, very.
Thank you. Derek Marine?
I don't know him.
Okay, thank you very much. Marcy Kupcher?
Somewhat approve. Like I said, she's not horrible,
favorable?
But she's just somewhat favorable. Yeah, she's just been there too long.
Okay, thank you very much. First Energy?
First Energy.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I guess strongly disapprove.
Okay, that will be that you have a very unfavorable opinion.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Donald Trump?
Favorable, strongly.
Thank you very much. That will be very favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Democrats in Congress?
You strongly disapprove.
Okay. So that will be very unfavorable.
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or Republican?
I'd vote for the Republican.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom?
Bernie Moreno. Bernie Moreno.
Now, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marine?
I guess Marine. I haven't heard of him, though, but I'd probably vote the ticket.
Okay, so if you had to decide right now, you say that you will lean toward Derek Marine?
Correct, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for a Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or
no,
will you say that there is no chance?
There's no chance.
Now, I'm just going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. So Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So does this statement
Hello?
Make you less likely to vote for Kaptur?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
¿Qué pasa?
Yo creo que ya no va por más la batería.
Por Avam, por Omen. ¿Puedo decir por Avam o no? Mira.
No me van a etiquetar, María.
¿Por qué?
No sé, me acaban de etiquetar. María. ¿Qué?